folks, it's time for some crazy true facts about the Arizona Cardinals. The Arizona Cardinals are one of the longest running football teams in the country. They started in 1898 in Chicago as the Chicago Cardinals. They went to St. Louis for a little bit, and now they live in the sunny climes of Arizona. They became a member of the National Football League in 1920, one of the original teams. That's right. The Cardinals are one of only two NFL teams that are charter members of the league and have been running with the same team name ever since 1920. Do you know what the other team is? That's right, the Chicago Bears. If you're a Packer fan, you might have been thinking the Green Bay Packers, but they actually joined the league in 1921, only 1 year later. But of course, they have been in the league ever since. A little known fact, the Packers were so pervasively popular in 1921, the big Paris fashion houses incorporated the cheesehead hat into every one of their spring collections of that year. The Cardinals won their first NFL championship in 1925, and that one was filled with plenty of controversy. In those days, the team with the best regular season record won the championship. There wasn't any playoffs. There wasn't any championship game. At the end of what would typically be the season, the Pottsville Maroons beat the Chicago Cardinals 21-7 on December 6th, 1925. And everybody thought, well, that's it. They basically have the best record and they beat the Cardinals anyway. They get the title. But the Pottsville Maroons were suspended by Joseph Carr, the league commissioner at the time. So they were suspended because they played the University of Notre Dame All-Stars in a game in Philadelphia, and that was not approved by the league. So the commissioner put the kibosh on them, suspended them, and now the Chicago Cardinals, all they have to do is schedule some more games, which was completely legal, between December 6th, or between when the Pottsville Maroons got suspended and the end of the season. So they scheduled two more games with teams that had already finished out. They weren't even prepared to play. The Cardinals got two more wins, more than the Pottsville Maroons, and now they're the champions. Of course, the Pottsville Maroons complained. They said, this is baloney. And here's the kicker. The Pottsville Maroons, they said the Chicago Cardinals should have been suspended because of the two games they played. One of them was scheduled with the Milwaukee Badgers, who couldn't find enough players to get back together to play another game. So what do? They hire some high school players from the area to play in the game, like they weren't going to get found out, especially when you know what the score of that game was? The Cardinals beat the Milwaukee Badger / high school team 59-0. I mean, you would think if you were going to pull a ruse, you would cover it a little bit better than that. They were found out, and they said that Milwaukee Badgers game would be stricken from the record, but they never did. It still stands today as a win for the Chicago Cardinals. The reason the commissioner gave is that other than this high school deal, they scheduled these two games that they scheduled were completely legal. Teams could schedule games on their own accord with other teams as long as those teams were approved by the league and as long as it was before the season ended. So the commissioner said that even though they did a bad thing by hiring these high school players to play for the Milwaukee Badgers, they technically didn't go against the league which the Pottsville Maroons had. So the suspension of the Pottsville Maroons stood, the Chicago Cardinals got the win, and they won the 1925 National Football League Championship. Believe it or not, those are some crazy true facts about the Arizona Cardinals. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe.